Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:47, 13 before 9. It was cold last night. Not going to be as cold tonight. Not going to freeze, but still plenty cold, and that's going to require heating the area that you stay in tonight. And Butch Browning joins us now, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Good morning, Butch.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. Unfortunately, you know, we say this before the summer starts with children in child seats, that there are children that are alive now that will not be, or that were alive then, that wouldn't be at the end of the summer because they were left in car seats. And similarly, and you hate to say this, and hopefully we can prevent it, but there are people right now that might be listening and due to space heaters, Christmas trees, what have you, may not be alive when we get to the spring and summer. So what is the first step toward protecting yourself and your family as it relates to cold weather, heaters, etc.?
You're absolutely right, and I appreciate you bringing this up because it is a big threat. We're very concerned, and we've been for the last week really pushing out the simple fire safety information. I mean, first and foremost, you must have a working smoke alarm in your home. In fact, you need multiple alarms. You need one in every bedroom, and you need one in the common area. So, you know, we recommend the 10-year lithium battery sealed alarms, which last a long time. You can't take the batteries out. And it offers you, you know, when a fire starts in your home and you have just a small amount of smoke, within about 30 seconds of that first flame, most smoke alarms will sense that. And it offers you about 60 seconds of alarm time to safely stand up and get out your home. So you can only imagine if you're sleeping and the fire progresses into the minutes, then you may never wake up. And if you do wake up, you're going to be completely disoriented. So you have to have a working smoke alarm. Not being able to afford one is not a reason. We have our program, Operation Save a Life. We've installed, you know, close to 70,000 across the state in partnerships with our local fire departments. Go to our website, lasfm.org, and you can click on Operation Save a Life. We'll take your request, and we'll work with your local fire department to get that thing installed. Second to that, is that home escape plan. You know, unfortunately, we've probably investigated nearly 60 fire deaths in the state this year. And many of those deaths, when our deputies go and analyze what happened before, during, and after, we find that people might wake up in a fire, but they don't know how to get out because they're disoriented by smoke. So that escape plan of that, hey, your front door, your back door, which you use all the time to come in and out of your home, is fine. But if you wake up and that area is trapped you because of smoke or fire, you need an alternate route. You need to train your brain to have a second way out, like your bedroom window. And, of course, the meeting place outside, and then once you're outside your home, that's when you would make that call to get the fire department there to come fight this fire. So outside of that, you know, and you mentioned it, probably the most common cause of fires in the cold times are portable electric space heaters.
And you know what, Butch, we're going to pick it up there when we come back, if you don't mind. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Christmas trees. I also want to talk about frying turkeys as we enter this time of year because, you know, you hate for something great like that to turn into a hazard that can kill people or cost them their homes. Butch Browning is our guest. Louisiana State Fire Marshal. We're talking about cold weather heaters. We're going to pick it up at space heaters when we come back. And if you have any questions or comments, you can text them at 87870. Right now, time for WWL traffic. Talking about safety as it relates to space heaters, Butch Browning, our guest, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. So, Butch, when it comes to space heaters, that can be a very dangerous thing. You wouldn't think it would, but is it people misusing them, buying the wrong type?
Well, you know, I think it's primarily the misuse of it. You know, we have the new technology out there now. If you purchase the brand new heaters on the market, they have the tip over device that they flip over, they turn off. They have the internal thermocouple that senses overheating, it turns it off. But more commonly, We see fires because combustibles are placed too close to that heater. You know, having a 3 or 5 foot area around where nothing that'll burn is imperative to keep from having a fire. Secondary to that, what we do see is overloading of circuits. If you plug this thing directly into the wall, you have a less chance of overloading the electrical system in your home as opposed to using extension cords or power strips where you're resisting the flow of electricity. So, you know, those are the more common things that we see. But I'll tell you, you know, I've been reading some reports of some of our past deaths involving heaters, and most of the heaters that cause fatal fires occur while people are sleeping. Mm-hmm. So another recommendation would be turn that thing off when you're sleeping if you can.
Let's talk about Christmas trees if we can. I know it's a little bit early for that, but if anybody doesn't understand how dangerous this can be, one time, Butch, in a safe environment, I burned an old Christmas tree. It is amazing how quickly a Christmas tree can go up into flames and how intense that fire can be.
You know, you're absolutely right. And when you buy the Christmas tree, it's not so dangerous. It's mm-hmm. only after it's been in your home for 3 or 4 weeks with your heat in your home and the tree becoming dewatered and drying out. So it is very dangerous.
So along those lines, I guess some of the tips would be never, ever leave the tree on when you – and it amazes me in the old days, if I can digress here for a moment, that they used to put candles on these things. That just – it seems counterintuitive to everything, but so never leave the tree on when you're not home, right, or when you go to bed.
Yeah, so you know, try and pick you a freshly cut tree that's fresh. Immediately when you get home, you want to water it, and every day check that water. I mean, you have things on the market now, additives that keep it that keep that vegetative tree, you know, fresh. You want to place the tree not near an exit. And then you're right, no open flame devices on that tree. You know, as you replace the tree each year with new light strings of lights, inspect those lighting, insulation on those lightings to make sure they're not damaged. You know, I'm going to tell you, you know, the LED technology now, if you can afford to upgrade to that, that's much safer. We see virtually no fires caused by LED lights like we've seen from the larger hot lights on trees. And you're right, unplug it when you're not using it. And I think the other issue that you need to be concerned about with Christmas trees is that we find that when people are done with the Christmas season, they pile these trees up outside. And if you put it near your home, it can catch on fire accidentally or intentionally and burn homes. So have a plan to discard that tree. You know, of course, most cities and parishes have pickups, and that's all a great opportunity to repurpose that tree for other reasons.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Butch Browning, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. This is what we're going to talk about when we come back, and it relates to Tan Trung's report yesterday on WWL-TV.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.